Simple Cyber Defense Podcast, the Malware Series, Episode 2, Types of Malware. Welcome to the second episode of the Simple Cyber Defense Malware Series. In this episode, I will discuss the different types of malware. So let's begin. There are four common types of malware: viruses, worms, Trojan horses, and spyware. There are two newer forms of malware that are starting to gain in popularity: ransomware and cryptojacking. Viruses are programs that execute and spreads after some human interaction. Viruses can be easily to spot on your system or sometimes hidden. The main goal of viruses is to execute the commands of its maker. This could be from locking you out of your computer all the way to completely destroying your computer information. Worms are like viruses, but they do not need human interaction to infect or spread on a computer. Their main goal is to infect as many computers as possible to have maximum amount of damage. Trojan horses are particularly dangerous because they are bad software that hides itself as good software. The most common types of Trojans are fake antiviruses software. When the software starts to install, it will install other hidden software that will do malicious things in the background. Trojans will run as expected so that their malicious activities are not easily spotted. There are different types of Trojan horses that serve different purposes. A banking Trojan is designed to steal your banking information so that a hacker can transfer all your money into their account. This is done by tricking you into thinking that you are talking to your bank instead of the Trojan. A backdoor Trojan is a type of Trojan that creates a backdoor onto your computer. This backdoor allows the hacker to gain full control over your computer in order to install more malware or steal more information off to your computer. A downloader Trojan allows a hacker to install whatever information they want onto your computer. This type of Trojan is usually bundled into other software that you want in order to trick the user into downloading the Trojan. Once the downloader Trojan is installed, it will install other types of malware onto your computer without you noticing. An information stealing Trojan has one objective: to steal any information from the infected computer. A remote access Trojan is a type of Trojan that is designed to give the hacker full control over your system and so that they can steal or install whatever they want. Adware, although not always malicious in nature, particularly aggressive advertisement software, can undermine your security to serve you ads, which can give you other malware in a way. Plus, let's face it, pop-ups are really annoying. Spyware are programs that collect information on you and sends them to the hacker. These programs can range from simple to complex. The more common types are keyloggers, which copy everything you type, passwords, social security numbers, and credit cards, and trackers that keep a hidden history of everything you do on the computer. The spyware collects is sent to the hacker. Ransomware is a form of malware that encrypts your files so that you cannot access them. The hackers will leave a note with demands stating that they will restore your files once payment is received. The worst part of the ransomware is that only the hacker can decrypt the files. Ransomware is a particular bad type of malware and started to spread worldwide in 2008 and gained the news headlines in March of 2017. Once infected, all files on your system are encrypted with a strong encryption. the hacker will leave a ransom note on your desktop informing the user that the files have been encrypted, and the only way to regain access to their files is to pay the ransom demands. Payments are usually done through Bitcoin, which is a type of cryptocurrency. The bad part of ransomware is that there's no guarantee that the hacker will give you the decryption key needed to unlock your files. There are a few things that can be done to prevent becoming a victim of ransomware. Jacking is malware that runs onto your computer in order to generate cryptocurrencies, digital money, for the hackers. These programs will slow your computer down to tremendous slow speeds, but they will not cause any harm to your computer. The main goal is to generate money for the hackers and not cause harm or steal information yet. Cryptojacking is the most harmless form of malware in existence. The only thing that it does is uses your computer as a crypto miner. This will slow your computer down, but won't do any damage. All your files are safe. None of the files are copied, and no one is watching what you're doing. The only thing that happens is your computer is slowed down to a crawling speed, making it impossible for you to do anything, even if it is brand new. So how does malware work, and what can malware do to your computer? Malware is a program that has lines of code in it that will alter the computer's code in order to have the malware take over the system. Depending on the type of malware, these will do different things. Some will be more of an annoyance due to poor performance, as the case of cryptojacking, while others will destroy everything, and as in the case of really bad viruses. So how does malware spread? Many forms of malware are downloaded from shady websites. These are sites that mostly offer things like free movie downloads or free versions of paid software. These sites lure you in with free stuff, things that would normally you'd have to pay for, and then install malware on your computer in the background. A lot of times a pop-up will show you informing that you need to upgrade some software or call some number to remove a virus. But once you click on OK or download the software, your computer will get infected. Another way the hacker tricks users into downloading malware is through what's known as malvertisement. Within the advertisement, there will be malicious code. Not all malware is downloaded from websites. Some are installed from email attachments. These emails can look like they come from legitimate sources, like your bank, a friend, or even family. Other emails look totally ridiculous, like telling you that you won $1 million or that you owe back taxes to the IRS. Either way, these emails have links or attachments that once you click on them or open them, the malware is installed. For mobile devices, malware is installed through apps. The hackers will create an app with malicious code on it, upload it to the app stores, and wait for users to download it. In most cases, the app stores do remove the malicious app before anyone has a chance to download and install. However, there are a few that do slip past the app store's defenses. Stay active for a while before getting discovered and removed. If you have learned the different types of malware, in the next episode, I will discuss how to prevent malware from infecting your computer.
If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.